When the Brain Suddenly Sees by Dr. Richard Davidson. A new neuroscience study reveals how insight reorganizes the brain and why contemplative practice may train our capacity to see reality more clearly. Many years ago, my colleagues and I were studying the brains of long-term meditation practitioners, individuals who had spent tens of thousands of hours training the mind. During one experiment, we recorded brain activity using EEG, while participants engaged in an open awareness meditation infused with compassion. Then we looked at the raw data from one practitioner in particular, Yonge Mingyur Rinpoche. As the signal streamed across the screen in the lab, something extraordinary appeared. Electrical traces from dozens of electrodes spread across the cortex suddenly rose and fell together in rapid synchrony. For a moment, we wondered if it was an artifact, but it wasn't. We realized we were seeing something momentous, patterns of brain activity that had never been observed before. The brain was generating extraordinarily strong gamma oscillations, fast neural rhythms around 30 to 80 hertz, synchronized across widely distributed regions of the cortex. Even more striking, this synchrony emerged almost immediately when Mingyur Rinpoche entered the meditative state. Gamma synchrony has long been associated with moments when the brain integrates information across distributed neural systems, periods of perceptual binding, learning, and insight. Seeing such powerful, large-scale synchrony suggested something profound. Through training, the brain may become more capable of integrating information across neural networks. In other words, the capacity for insight itself may be trainable. Lutz et al., 2004. Over the past two decades, neuroscience has begun to explore this possibility. A fascinating new study published recently in Nature Communications now provides fresh evidence about what happens in the brain during the moment of insight, revealing how sudden understanding reorganizes neural representations across the brain. What the researchers discovered reinforces something contemplative traditions have suggested for centuries. Insight is not merely intellectual. It is a reorganization in how the mind represents reality. When the brain reorganizes perception. In the study, participants viewed ambiguous black and white images known as Mooney images. At first glance, these pictures appear to be meaningless patterns of light and shadow. The brain struggles to interpret them. Then suddenly the image resolves. A dog. A face. A spider. What moments earlier looked like random shapes becomes instantly recognizable. Using neuroimaging, the researchers observed a striking neural shift during this moment. Activity patterns in visual regions, particularly the ventral occipitotemporal cortex, which plays a key role in object recognition, reorganized dramatically. Before insight, the brain encoded the image as disconnected fragments. After insight, the same sensory input was represented as a coherent object. The researchers describe this transformation as representational change. What is especially cool about this experiment is that nothing about the external stimulus had changed. But the brain had changed how it interpreted what it was seeing. The world remained the same. The mind reorganized. The emotional spark of the aha, insight, is not purely cognitive. When participants experienced the sudden realization that revealed the hidden object, activity increased in the amygdala, which processes emotional salience, and the hippocampus, which detects novelty and supports memory formations. This helps explain why insight feels so distinctive. An aha moment carries a sense of surprise and emotional resonance. The brain registers that something important has happened. And this matters for learning. When participants were tested days later, problems solved through insight were far more likely to be remembered than those solved gradually. Insight is therefore not simply a flash of understanding. It is a powerful learning event. The brain as a prediction engine. To understand why insight can be transformative, it helps to recognize something fundamental about how the brain operates. The brain is not a passive recorder of reality. Increasingly, neuroscience views perception as a process of prediction. The brain continuously generates models of the world and updates those models using incoming sensory information. Friston, 2010. Clark, 2013. Most of the time, these predictive models allow us to navigate the world efficiently. but they can also become rigid. We interpret ambiguous situations through habitual narratives about ourselves or others. These interpretations can become so familiar that they feel like reality itself. Insight occurs when these predictive models are suddenly updated or reorganized. The brain recognizes that its previous interpretation was incomplete. A new representation emerges, and the same situation now appears in a different light. In this sense, insight may represent a moment of rapid neuroplasticity, when the brain abruptly reorganizes its internal models and begins to perceive the same world in a fundamentally different way. This capacity for cognitive reorganization may also play an important role in trauma recovery, where healing often involves loosening rigid threat predictions and restoring the brain's flexibility to interpret experience in new ways. This figure beautifully illustrates the central thesis of the essay. Insight is literally a reorganization of how the brain represents reality. Brain activity during the moment of insight. When participants suddenly recognize the hidden object in an ambiguous image, patterns of neural activity in visual cortex reorganized dramatically. The same stimulus remained unchanged, but the brain's internal representation shifted. Insight in contemplative practice. Contemplative traditions have long emphasized this process. In Buddhist psychology, insight involves seeing clearly the mental processes that construct our experience. Through careful observation of the mind, practitioners come to recognize that thoughts are mental events rather than facts. Emotions are dynamic processes rather than fixed states. The sense of self is a continually evolving construction. From a neuroscientific perspective, these realizations may reflect transformations in the brain's predictive models of identity and experience. The same principle that allows a Mooney image to suddenly resolve into a recognizable object may also allow our understanding of ourselves to shift. When that shift occurs, patterns of suffering that once seemed inevitable can begin to loosen. The brain is literally seeing differently. And as the great Sufi poet Rumi wrote, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself." Insight is the beginning of that change. Insight as a trainable skill. In the Healthy Minds framework, insight is one of four core pillars of well-being, alongside awareness, connection, and purpose. Insight involves understanding how the mind constructs experience. Many of the narratives that shape our lives operate automatically. I'm not good enough. The situation will never change. This person is against me. These interpretations feel real because the brain's predictive systems generate them repeatedly. Insight practice helps us recognize that these narratives are mental constructions rather than fixed truths. This recognition does not eliminate thoughts or emotions, but it changes our relationship to them. And when our relationship to our thoughts changes, the patterns of the brain can change as well. Research increasingly suggests that well-being itself can be cultivated through training that reshapes the mind's habits. Dahl, Wilson Mendenhall, and Davidson, 2020. A short insight practice. Try this brief exercise. Seeing thoughts as mental events. Sit comfortably and bring awareness to the breath for a minute. Notice the next thought that arises. Instead of following the thought's storyline, gently ask, "What is this?" Recognize the thought as a mental event, a representation generated by the brain. Watch it arise, linger, and dissolve. When another thought appears, repeat the same recognition. Over time, this simple practice reveals something profound. Thoughts are not reality. They are interpretations created by the mind. And when we see that clearly, the mind becomes freer. Why insight matters. Moments of insight have shaped science, philosophy, and art for centuries. Modern neuroscience now suggests that these moments reflect a fundamental property of the brain: its capacity to reorganize how experience is represented. Contemplative traditions have long suggested that learning to see the mind clearly can transform our lives. Science is beginning to illuminate how this transformation occurs. At Dharma Lab, our aim is to explore precisely this intersection, where rigorous science and contemplative wisdom meet. Because when the mind learns to see clearly, even for a moment, new possibilities for human flourishing begin to open. When perception changes, the world you inhabit changes.